flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
A nice sunny day here in downtown St. Louis. And folks, we made it through January. That was a tough month weather-wise. It's February, and at some point, you just want to get some sun on your face. And John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, joins us. Good morning, Mo. And soon we are going to do that very thing down in Jupiter, Florida, as spring training is upon us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, you think about the calendar. I think the truck gets loaded on Tuesday. Should get unloaded Friday. And my understanding, too, is we have a lot of players starting to descend on Jupiter. So it's exciting.
I have seen that. You are 10 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting, but you've already had some unofficial reporting. I saw photos of Miles Michaelis. He looks like he's in good shape, actually.
He's in phenomenal shape.
He looks ripped. I don't know what he's been doing except working hard this offseason to come back and be stronger. Pedro Pajes was with him. I saw others down there. You got a whole bunch, don't you?
We do. And so we had a voluntary camp this past week, which will go into next week prior to pitchers and catchers reporting. And then from there, we'll also have our step camp begin for the minor league. So, yeah, I think over the next 10 days, Jupiter will be flowing with baseball players, which is always fun.
I heard the message sent by yourself, by Ollie Marmol, by the players, quite honestly. They want to play a relentless, athletic, strong style of baseball and a winning style of baseball. There was a message of this team cares and cares about winning. That sounded like it came from deep within that, yes, they do hear what's happening on the outside, but the team also wants to convince itself that this quote-unquote reset that they're going through. Also, while that does affect the future, the future starts now and trying to build a new message, a new era. Does that sound like what you're trying to do?
It does. I feel like, you know, right now there's some fans that are annoyed we didn't, like, blow the team up more. I think there's others that are hoping that we can be a competitive club. So it's just really a fine line to walk. And I think what we're really trying to accomplish is give a lot of our younger players an opportunity so we know what we have, but still try to put a competitive product out there so our fans have a reason to show and be excited about it. So trying to kind of walk two parallel paths here, it's difficult. Obviously, if things don't go the way we hope, then you have the season to then look at ways to arbitrage your players as you start to think about the future. But if things go well, then from an ownership standpoint on down, then we can look at it a little differently as well. So, you know, right now we're trying to keep most of our resources/assets in place, and hopefully we can go out and get off to a quick start and get it going. But obviously we got 6 weeks of spring training baseball ahead that's going to give us a pretty good indicator of really what we look like.
And the first time I heard the word reset was from you on this show, and it was more about the front office is kind of what you were talking about at that time, but really just everything, the big picture, the system, the way that you are going about things as an organization was going to be reset. Kind of, you mentioned resources. I feel like there's been a reallocation of resources towards that lowest level of baseball to get everybody on the same page. Is that accurate?
Well, we've certainly been very aggressive in the hiring side of things. You know, we always ran a very lean ship, if you will. You know, Gary LaRocque and his staff, I think, to their credit, deserve a lot of thank yous, given that they were a smaller staff than maybe other organizations. Now you're going to see a lot more coaches, rovers, coordinators, those types roaming around the minor leagues. And, you know, you're hoping that really the ROI and that type of investment is that when you have players that are on the margins, you're getting them over the top and contributing at the major level. So I hope that that strategy works. I'm certainly that's what we're doing. But that's going to take a little time, too. It's not just implement and expect a return right away. So that will require some patience. But, you know, overall, a lot of the new faces, a lot of the new coaches, I've enjoyed getting to at least say hello to them in the short term, but looking forward to getting to know them.
And in terms of moves, there were some moves actually made before all of this started by not bringing back Goldie, not bringing back Carp, not bringing back Keenan Middleton, Kyle Gibson, Lance Lynn. You can go down the list of some of those players. Not that I expect you to flip the roster or anything, but I am curious to see what other maneuvers might be made here before. I guess the elephant in the room is still Arenado. That's been out there. What can you tell us about Nolan Arenado and your feelings at this moment on February 2nd?
You know, unfortunately, not a lot. I think what you're seeing in baseball right now is the market stalled. Obviously, we saw a lot of activity right before Christmas with winter meetings. But since then, it's been a really slow-paced market. I think the industry as a whole is seeing that happen more and more over time, where there are a lot of players available in January. But as you pointed out right at the start of the show, that we're actually in February. And so I suspect the next 7 to 14 days are going to be really indicators of how this market starts to move or how people start to react to it, because I do think it's frustrating, because, you know, I've been in this game a long time, and it used to be the off season would take you through the month of December. Then it started to leak into January, and now we're leaking into February. And you look at other sports and the excitement of free agency when you have a deadline, I think is much more newsworthy and exciting for clubs or teams in general. And so I hope baseball at some point gets to that, because I do think everybody will benefit.
I just said at the start of this hour, this Luka Doncic to the Lakers trade. I mean, I don't know. We could sit here and break down the trade all day long, Anthony Davis to the Mavericks, but it's good for the league. I mean, the NBA, that's what everybody's talking about. They all want to talk about this massive seismic move. About your team, you know, you look at this roster. I'm going to ask you a two-part question. Do you see any positions that are jammed up where you might want to relieve that position and make a move? Do you see any needs that you have going into 2025 still?
I think I don't see any positions like jammed up where we're forced to do something. Plus, with the uncertainty of Nolan right now, it's hard to sort of weigh into that. I feel like when you look at the pitching side of things, this time of year, you're always looking for additional relief help because things happen over the next 5 to 6 weeks. So that would be something that we would consider at some point. But, you know, right now we're focused on you know, trying to do a trade, and we'll see where that goes.
Back to Michaelis, there's got to still be a fire in his belly. I know what a competitor he is to get back to what he was, because what he was a game one starter in the playoffs for you in 19, terrific pitcher in 18. He's been a horse for you even when things weren't going well for him. How do you evaluate the rotation with Miles Michaelis in it?
Well, I think in Miles's case, you know, he's a guy that takes the ball. He's someone that values pitching every fifth day. He's someone that values going over 100 pitches, meaning deep into a game. I think the big difference for him is, you know, he fills up the strike zone, but sometimes he does it so much that he doesn't get strikeouts and he does get a lot of balls in play. And so if our defense is strong and we can support that, I think he can be successful. But, you know, clearly he's looking at this year as a step to next year, and so highly motivated and you know, excited to see what he can do.
And then I call them the young guns: McGreevy, Matthews, Hentz. I mean, you've got some arms. I'd go right down the list. What is the reality of some of those possibly competing and breaking into the rotation, if not in spring training, in early or mid-25?
Well, I'd start with McGreevy. I mean, obviously, when he got spot starts in the big leagues last year, he made the most of it. Obviously, a young man that's ready for new challenges, so that wouldn't surprise me to see him utilize some way at the major league level this year, whether it's in the rotation or even bullpen. You asked about Hentz. You know, he's someone that still has to show that he can take the ball every fifth day and consistently do that. And there's some other things that he needs to work on, but electric arm puts it all together. He can be special. And then Matthews, obviously, breakout year last year, named Minor League Pitcher of the Year. You know, I know he spent his offseason trying to replicate what he did last year, and so he'll be challenged to take the ball at AAA this year. How long he's there, time will tell, but, you know, very exciting arm.
Appreciate your time, as always. Thank you for these 10 minutes that you give us on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We look forward to seeing you down in Jupiter, Florida. I won't be down there till March 9th. I'll hit those last 2 weeks, but, you know, I look forward to it. Cannot wait to get in the booth, on the field, and be with the club. Thank you, John.
All right, Tommy. See you soon.
Great to visit with John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. It's 11:41. Bernie Miklas comes in. We have a lot to talk about with Bernie, and that is on the way next. Don't go anywhere. Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.